I've worked at many different jobs in my lifetime. At some, I've had the responsibility of hiring staff.
我曾经做过很多不同的工作，有一些岗位需要聘请雇员。
The process is quite simple. First, you post the position. As resumes come in, you take the time to go through them. If there are some good candidates, you set them aside.
咁其實過程就好簡單嘅啫。首先我會張貼呢個聘請嘅啟事啦。應徵者提交咗簡歷之後，我就會揀睇你係適合嘅人選。
These candidates were most often chosen based upon the qualifications they listed and how well they fit and matched up with the job description and environment.
選擇嘅時候，我會考慮到佢哋嘅條件啦，同埋佢哋睇落係咪適合我哋嘅工作性質同埋環境。
The next step was to call each one in for an interview.
下一步呢，就是打电话邀请这些人去到面试了。
When you interview potential employees, you observe how they sit, how they answer questions, and if they understand the nature of the job, you look at everything.
咁喺面试之中，我会观察佢哋好多嘢噶，包括有坐姿啦、回答问题嘅谈吐啦、佢哋工作对工作性质嘅认识等等，所有嘢都会去到被观察。
My brother wouldn't hire anyone who dragged their feet. To him, it was a sign of laziness.
我嘅兄弟咧就坚持唔会请嗰啲行路个脚踭会拖住嘅人，因为呢个系懒惰嘅表现。
So after taking all these things into consideration, you hire the person whom you feel fits the criteria the best.
考虑咗所有嘅条件之后，我就可以选出认为系最适合嘅人选。
In the end, when we evaluate people for positions,We tend to look at them based upon their outward qualities. We look at things like appearance, personality, and skills.
咁簡單嚟講咧，聘請嘅時候，我哋會考慮到申請人佢哋外在嘅因素，包括有外表啦、性格啦，同埋技能。
Pastors go through a similar process. They're often evaluated by their degrees, their preaching skills, counseling skills, and experience.
牧者亦都要经过相约咁样嘅过程，佢哋嘅学历啦，佢哋嘅讲道技巧啦，佢哋工作嘅经验咧，亦都会被考虑到邀请嘅原因。
If the church had a bus ministry, having a class 2 was often an asset.
如果教会有巴士接送嘅事工咧，有亚省嘅二号牌巴士就会成为申请人被考虑嘅长处噶啦。
I've known of churches that base part of their decision on whether the pastor's wife could play the piano and sing.
我甚至会知道有一啲教会因为牧师嘅太太能唔能够唱歌弹琴而影响到佢聘请嘅决定。
You go through the process, doing reference checks and double checking credentials. It's all part of due diligence because you want to find the right person.
同时咧，雇主系会去到证实申请人履历入面所申报嘅系无误。
But what about church leaders? What processes are used?
咁教会要揾领袖应该用啲咩方法呢
？I've seen too often in the church where people are put in place because of their vocations and skills.
我好多时都会见到喺教会入面服侍嘅人员，其他人系会将佢哋嘅工作同埋技能作为佢哋服侍嘅框架。
If you worked in a bank, they thought you'd be a good treasurer.
如果你喺银行工作咩，咁就选你做财政咯。
If you were a teacher, then that would mean you'd be a great Sunday school teacher.
如果你系教书嘅话，咁佢就邀请你做主日学老师啦。
If you worked in administration or worked for the government, you were put into administrative or leadership role.
如果你係做行政工作，又或者係打政府工嘅話，就會派做教會行政同埋領導。
I've been in churches where boards were made up of the successful business people or stalwarts in the community.
我曾經見過一啲教會入面長執會，全部都係成功嘅商家，又或者係社區入面嘅中堅分子。
Now this isn't bad reasoning, but in the church, is that the main criteria we should be focusing on? Is this what God would focus on?
呢啲唔係壞事，但係喺教會入面，我哋嘅準則係咪應該一樣咧？上帝係咪希望我哋嘅焦點放喺同樣嘅地方咧？
This morning, as we take time to recognize and install our new church leaders, I want to take a look at what it means to be a leader.
今日早上，当我哋要一齐去到接受同埋差派教会嘅领袖时，让到我哋睇一睇点样先至系一个好嘅领袖。
But I don't want to focus or look at leadership from how the world does.
但系我唔想去到净系睇世界点样睇领导。
When it comes to leadership, the two qualities I often emphasize is character and spiritual development.
当我考虑教会领袖嘅时候，有两个不可或缺嘅质素，就系品格同埋属灵生命嘅长进。
Why? Skills can be learned and developed, but what's on the inside is the foundation that leadership comes from.
點解呢？因為其實技術係可以學習同埋被培訓，但係教會領導係由人嘅內心屬靈嘅根基而發出。
So this morning I want to look at leadership from that perspective. Ultimately we want to do things God's way. And the question is, does God look at things differently?
所以我哋以呢個出發點去到睇教會嘅領導，最終嘅目標當然係要以神嘅目光去到判斷。咁神嘅睇法到底係點樣嘅呢？
I'll be doing it out of a well-known passage.
我哋会一齐去到读去参考一段熟悉嘅经文。
Proverbs 3:5-6 say, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to Him, and He will make your path straight."
箴言3:5-6，你要专心仰赖耶和华，不可倚靠自己的聪明，在你所行的事上都要认定他，他必指引你的路。
It's a passage we don't often associate with leadership, but the lessons we can learn here are good for all of us, but I believe especially applicable to leaders.
由呢一段经文我哋睇到依靠读呢一段经文嘅时候，或者大家唔一定会联想到领导，但系其实当中嘅教训咧，人人都应该学习，而更加系适合去到用于领导身上。
So from this passage, I want to look at three qualities of a heart that trusts God.
由呢一段经文，我哋会睇到依靠神有三个特点。
As leaders making decisions, we require hearts that are connected to the heart and wisdom of their Creator.
作为领袖做决定嘅时候，必须与创造主嘅心怀同埋智慧连结。
And this all starts with our initial decision to follow Jesus. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Walking with God is a commitment from the beginning to the end.
一切由我哋起初决定跟随耶稣就已经开始啦，专心仰赖耶和华，与神同行系从起初到完结一直要坚持嘅决定。
Colossians 2:6, so then just as you received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live your lives in Him. You're all in. It's like marriage. It's for life.
哥罗西书2:6嗰度咁讲：你们既然接受了主基督耶稣，就当遵他而行。你必须全人投入，就好似婚姻一样，系一生一世嘅事。
Conversion is a step. Baptism is a step, and it doesn't end until we're in Jesus' presence. It requires us to renounce self.
决志系第一步，受浸系下一步。但是这个跟随神的决定是直等到我们住在主里面与主同住才为满足，这个决定要求我们是放弃自我。
Luke 9:23 says, Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny himself and take up their cross daily and follow me.
正如路加福音里面所写，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，天天背起他的十字架跟从我。
Following Jesus is about priorities and sacrifice. Nothing comes before God. Yourself, your resources, your vocation, and even your family. Nothing.
跟随耶稣代表着我们的优先次序需要被重整，同埋我们要作出牺牲。再没有任何嘢在神之上，包括我们个人、我们的资源、我们工作，甚至是我们的家庭。
The second truth is that trusting hearts make a decision.Lean not on your own understanding.
经文指出的第二点就是不可倚靠自己的聪明。
How many of you or how many of us are indecisive? I think I looked at over 30 places before buying our house. Why did I look at so many?
在座有些人可能会觉得是很难去到做决定。在买屋之前呢，我们看过30多间屋，为什么要看这么多间呢？
There are a lot of pros and cons to weigh out. There are so many factors to consider. You know, should we get a house or a condo?
因为要衡量嘅嘢实在系太多啦。咁我哋应该买独立屋咧，定系买大厦嘅单位呢？
Was it the right size for us at this stage in our lives? Was the location convenient for our work? Were there buses nearby? What about the costs and not just mortgage but utilities?
咁尺寸適唔適合我哋家庭嘅現況咧？呢個位置適唔適合工作？搭巴士方唔方便咧？價格合唔合當咧？包括咗月供同埋水電。
What about the structure, the history of the building, the neighborhood? What needed to be done? Because I'm not a handy person.
建築物的結構和歷史好不好呢？附近鄰舍安不安全？有沒有什麼東西需要修理？因為牧師不是一個很懂得修理和建築的人。He understands.
And then there's the ministry question. Did it fit with what we wanted to do with having people over to visit?
然後我又想到事工發展的問題，這間屋如果我想邀請人來一起去到做事工發展的話，夠不夠位呢？
In the end, there was some give and take. But in the end, we needed to have a place to live, and a decision had to be made.
到了最後，雖然有很多事需要衡量，但是我們始終要做一個決定，因為有地方住的嘛。所以我們到了最後就一定要落實一個決定。
It's like making decisions in the church. There will always be decisions that need to be made, and some will be difficult and unpopular.
就好像在教会要去做决定一样，有一些决定真的不容易去做，有些甚至吃力不讨好。
But regardless of what some people think, as leaders, that is your responsibility. Decisions need to be made in order for the church to move forward and to grow.
但是无论人家怎样看，作为领袖，为教会做决定是责无旁贷的。教会如果要扩张，要发展，有很多决定就一定要落实。
As leaders, you take time to pray. You take time to check the scriptures. You take time to meet with other people to glean any wisdom they may have. Then you decide.
作为领袖，需要时间去到祷告，花时间去到读经，亦都更加需要花时间同弟兄姊妹去讨论，然之后作出一个最好嘅决定。
I know it's hard, but leaders need to be decisive. Leaders are not called to be indecisive, but to honor God in the decisions that they make.
咁或者真係一啲都唔容易，但係領袖必須要決斷。領袖唔能夠左搖右擺，而必須要以榮耀神作為大前提，作出最適合嘅決定。
Galatians 1:10 says, "Am I now trying to win the approval of human beings or of God? Or am I trying to please people? If I were still trying to please people, I would not be a servant of Christ."
加拉太書一章十節嗰度咁講：我現在是要得人的心呢，還是要得神的心呢？我豈是討人的歡喜麼？若仍舊討人的歡喜，我就不是基督的仆人了。
Do people's voices matter? Of course they do. But in the end, leaders need to lead, and the decisions that are made to primarily honor God.
弟兄姊妹的意見重不重要呢？咁梗係重要啦。但係到最後呢啲決定必須要以榮耀神為大前提。
You see, a trusting heart is completely devoted to God. In all your ways, submit to Him.
依靠的心就是信服神的心，在你一切所行的事上都要认定他。
There's a connection that we have with God that we should never take for granted.
我们不要误会和神有紧密的关系是一样理所当然的事。
Rather, it's something we need to commit to in discipline and practice. Leaders are devoted to know the presence of Christ daily.
与神建立关系是需要操练和实习的，领袖必须每一日学习去到体验基督的同在。
Leaders are committed and devoted to being a disciple of Christ.
领袖必须致力成为基督的门徒。
When you look at many of the biblical saints, you see great devotion.
当我们看下圣经里面的先贤，我们就会知道什么是向主忠诚。
Genesis 12 gives the story of Abram. He had a good life in Haran. He was 75 years old, and things were comfortable.
創世記第十二章描述到亞伯蘭嘅故事。佢喺哈蘭有好嘅生活，75歲生活無憂。
He was connected to God, but then God stepped in and told Abram to go to Canaan, the home of pagan idol worshippers.
亚伯兰虽然同神系有关系，但系神对佢有更加高嘅要求，就系差佢入到迦南呢一个唔认识神、拜偶像者居住嘅地方。
Did Abram question God? Maybe, but what the text says is after God spoke to him, he did as the Lord told him.
亚伯兰有冇对神嘅要求作出怀疑呢？咁或者有嘅，但系圣经入面讲到神向佢说话，佢就照住做。
Others probably questioned him too, but his desire was to submit his life, his family, his possessions, and his future into the hands of God.
其他人或者对佢所做嘅都发出疑问，但系亚伯兰嘅心意系要将自己嘅生命、家庭、财产，甚至佢嘅将来都完全放喺神嘅手上。
Then there was King David, who started out as the youngest son of Jesse.
然后还有大卫王，就是他原本只不过是耶西的小儿子。
He grew up working as a shepherd, taking care of his father's sheep.
他长大的时候只不过是一个看羊仔来的。
Then one fateful day, Samuel stepped into his life and anointed him the new king of Israel.
但是有一天，撒母耳就进入他的生命，高立他作为以色列的王。
Did he have questions? Was there fear about doing this?
到底大卫王那时心里面有没有恐惧，有没有疑问呢？
Probably. But when the time came, he trusted God, stepped up to the plate and took on the mantle of leadership.
或者有的，但是时候到了，他就信靠神，勇敢地踏上领袖的位置。
Now, of course, these examples of devotion were not perfect. None of them were, and none of us are.
当然，这些敬虔的例子并非完美，他们不完美，我们也都不完美。
But what sets leaders apart is that inside them there's a desire and willingness to follow God regardless of the risk and sacrifice.
但是领袖和其他人的分别就是即使有恐惧和有牺牲的需要，依然渴慕和愿意跟从上帝。
You see, when God speaks, leaders respond.
当上帝说话，领袖就作出回应。
As leaders, we understand that what we don't do alone. We have the promise of God's presence with us.
作为领袖，我哋知道我哋做嘢唔系单独咁样去到做，因为神应许与我哋同行。
And because of that, you, and I speak to leaders, should be devoted to seeking the pleasure and presence of Christ daily. This is actually something all of us, though.Should inspire to.
正正因为这个原因，我对领袖说，你们更加应该每一日寻求基督的同在和喜乐，而其实这一件事是我们每一个人都应该渴慕得到的。
John Piper, a now retired Baptist pastor in the States, emphasizes the importance of making Christ a person's focus and joy.
John Piper, 约翰·派博是在美国一个刚刚退休的浸信会牧师，他经常强调以基督为焦点和喜乐的重要性。
The Westminster Confession of Faith tells us the chief end or the chief purpose of man is to glorify God and enjoy Him forever.
威敏斯特信仰告白入面讲到，人最终的目的是要荣耀神和享受上帝直到永远。
Leadership is draining.And that's a reality. But when we focus on Christ as our joy and strength, it gives us focus and energy to achieve the things that God desires for us.
领导的工作或者是会叫人很累，这个是一个事实。但是我们 当我们去聚焦于基督的喜乐和力量，就让到我们有焦点、有能力去完成上帝托付给我们的工作。
Is that a trusting heart?Has direction.
最后想和大家分享的就是一个依靠的心必定会有方向。
Now, I want to point out that direction doesn't always mean having clear direction. We want to know the details of the future, don't we? It's natural.
有一样东西我想去到说明的就是这些方向可能不是很清晰的。大家都希望今天知道明天的事，这个是人很自然的倾向。
But God doesn't reveal every detail to us along this journey, does he?What he does say is trust and follow me.
但是上帝通常不会将旅程的每一步都和我们一早讲定。上帝要求我们的就是来吧，跟从我。
He will lead us in the direction we should go. God's leading is like having a compass. It gives us direction, but it doesn't tell us or show us what lies ahead.
神会指引我们当行的路，上帝的带领就好像指南针一样，祂给到我们方向，但是不会告诉我们前面要面对的是一些什么事。
There may be trees ahead blocking our view. There may be fog ahead making our visibility limited.
前面可能有一棵大树挡住我们 的视线，又或者很大雾使到我们看不到前路。
In spite of that, we move forward because staying where we are is not an option. And it's the same when God leads.That is faith.
但是我们必须继续前行，因为不可以原地踏步。这个就是好像上帝的带领一样，这一样就是信心。
That or things may be unclear, but if we wish to honor God, we will take steps in the direction that He leads.
前路或者不明朗，但是因为敬畏神的缘故，我们继续跟随祂所指引的方向前行。
I read the story of a man named John Kavanaugh. He was a renowned ethicist.
这个是 John Kavanaugh 的故事，他是一个知名的伦理学家。
He went to work with Mother Teresa at her ministry called the House of the Dying.
他去到德兰修女所创办的善终之家。
On the first morning there, he met Mother Teresa. She asked him, "What can I do for you?"
佢去到嘅第一个朝头早见到德兰修女，修女就问佢：我可以为你做啲咩咧？
Kavanaugh asked her to pray for him. "What do you want me to pray for?" she asked.
Kavanaugh 就要求话：我想你为我祷告。咁修女就问啦：咁你想我为到你咩事去祷告咧？
He said, "Pray that I have clarity."
佢话求请你代我求有清晰。
She told him she wouldn't do that, and when he asked her why, she said, "Clarity is the last thing you are clinging to and must let go."
修女就话我唔会为你去到求清晰噶。当 Kavanaugh 去到问原因嘅时候，修女就回答，其实清晰系你手入面最后找紧嘅嘢，而你一定要放开你嘅手。
When he pushed her some more, she responded, "I've never had clarity. What I have is trust." So I will pray that you will trust God.
当佢继续追问嘅时候，德兰修女就回答话：我从来都冇经历过清晰，我有嘅只系信。既然系咁，我就为到你对上帝嘅信靠而祷告啦。
We can lean on our own understanding and the understanding of others to find direction, but ultimately we have to have faith and trust God in our decisions.
我哋可能会想靠住自己或者靠住其他人去到认定我哋嘅方向，但系最终我哋必须要对上帝有依赖，先至能够知道当走嘅方向。
Our trust in Him is based on His character, which we see in His Word, and the things we have experienced in our lives.
我哋信靠神系因为圣经表明咗佢嘅属性，亦都因为我哋喺生活中经历过佢嘅大能。
If we're devoted to Him and trust Him fully, He will lead us forward.
当我哋认定倚靠佢，佢就必定会指引我哋嘅方向。
Many of you have heard of Francis Chan. He wrote a few popular books like Crazy Love and Erasing Hell.
相信在座好多人都听过陈恩凡呢个名字。佢嘅著作包括有《疯狂爱上帝》同埋《抹杀地狱》。
He was the pastor of a large, growing, and immensely well-known church called Cornerstone Community Church in California.
他原本是加州一间名叫房角石教会的牧师，这间教会规模很庞大，发展也是很蓬勃的。
His books were bestsellers. He was able to give hundreds of thousands of dollars away to missions and orphanages.
他的著作很畅销，以致他在财政上面可以支持很多的事工和孤儿院。
But there was something nagging him. God was telling him it was time to move on. God was leading him away from his position at the church.
但系佢心入面硬系有啲嘢硬住，因为神话俾佢听系时候要离开啦。
After seeking the Lord, he gave up his role as pastor. This meant sacrificing all the prestige, all the comfort, all the perks, the good salary. He left it all and moved away.
在寻求神的旨意之后，他就放弃作牧师的职衔，即是他要放弃自己所有的地位、高薪厚职，离开这间教会。
Was it hard? I can imagine it was. But he understood that his life was not his own. God was leading, and he trusted and followed.
你想象这件事困不困难呢？我想真是一点都不容易。但是他明白到生命不是属于自己，神是带领者，而他必须信靠跟随。
God will direct our paths and always comes back to trust. For all of us, we've all had to walk away from our paths into a new life in Christ.
神会指引我们的路，而我们总是要回去信靠这一点。其实大家都经历过我们离开过往，进入基督的新生命里面。
For some of us, we left what we did in the past to move into a new vocation or a ministry.
对某些人来说，这个代表放弃以前的工作，进入新的工作或者事工里面。
As leaders, you have taken on the mantle to submit your lives to lead the church in the direction the Lord leads. The phrase, "He will make your path straight," is a promise.
作为领袖，我们负上降服于教会、顺从基督带领的责任。他必指引你的路，这个是一个应许。
Hebrews 11:6 says, "Without faith,It is impossible to please God.
希伯来书十一章六节嗰度咁讲，人非有信就不能得神的喜悦。
As followers of Jesus, faith and trust are the keys.
作为基督嘅跟随者，信心同埋信靠系关键。
But the reality is, as leaders, all of us are in over our heads. All you will do is in and through Him. But there's a catch. The catch is found in the words of Solomon.
咁好老实讲，作为领导，其实好多时候我哋会觉得力有不逮。但系当我哋所做系喺主里面作，亦都系藉住主而作， 当中有一个窍门，就由所罗门道出。
Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to Him, and He will make your path straight.
你要专心仰赖耶和华，不可倚靠自己的聪明，在你一切所行的事上都要认定他，他必指引你的路。
Trust God and submit to Him.
仰赖认定上帝。
But let's not forget that there is a support system in place for leaders, and that is all of you, the people who make up the congregations of ECBC.
但系我哋唔好忘记，其实领袖系有一个支持嘅网络，就系爱城华人浸信会嘅全会众。
As a family and community of faith, we should be committing ourselves to pray for this group of servant leaders. They have a difficult and challenging job to do.
作为信仰的群体，我们应该承诺同以祷告去到支持这一班仆人领袖，他们的工作入面充满着挑战。
We need to encourage and support them in this endeavor. As servant leaders, they desire to honor God and to bless you.
我们需要支持和鼓励他们的工作，仆人领袖甘心去到荣耀神，和将福气带给周围的人。
I know in the church we are sometimes afraid of praising or thanking people for their service. We think it may go to their heads.
我知道有时在教会里面，很多人不敢去到赞赏其他人的忠心服侍，以为会赞坏他。
I've discovered there's nothing wrong with thanking them, because if they didn't do the work, who would?
但系其实赞佢哋唔系坏事嚟嘅，如果佢哋唔做，边个做咧
？These leaders need encouragement because the task they do is for your benefit and for God's glory.
呢啲领袖值得去到鼓励，亦都需要鼓励，因为佢哋所做嘅系为到荣神益人嘅缘故。
So in closing, my challenge today to you, the servant leaders of ECBC, is for you to serve in humility and reverence for Christ. Be completely devoted to Him, and He will direct your path and direction.
最后我想给大家一个挑战，仆人领袖，我挑战你们以谦卑敬畏的心去到服侍，全心认定上帝，祂必定会指引我们的路。
And to you, the church,May you love them and support them as they serve and lead us into this new year.
而会众愿意你们爱惜这一群带领教会进入新一年的侍奉人员。